Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
State budget got handed down.
So
I wondered, I couldn't quite work out what they were hinting with going to keep us safe. Well, 800 additional police, that'll tick that box.
Yeah.
Infrastructure spending up to keep us afloat. So a second stretch of smart freeway coming, that's on the Mitchell. Funding for a new CBD-based uni campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
For which uni?
Don't know. Just said.
I heard ECU mentioned a little while ago. I don't know if that same one not.
Spending in mental health and social housing. I mean, look, there's lots of good stuff in there. So yeah, throw that along with the $600 power credit and stuff. And, and all the federal love.
Yeah.
Plenty of reasons to be cheerful there. So it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be Halloween in a couple of weeks.
It will. Getting prepared.
I'm just thinking about it. I was just thinking, if ever there was a year to wear masks, you know.
Yeah, perfect year for it.
Kind of all fits together this year.
Yeah. Don't know about the shared candy, though, getting you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do encourage you to have the individually wrapped candies. Wrapped. They have for a long
Maybe
time.
Maybe some little individual bags so you're not reaching into the same little container.
And fun size bars are. They're all individually wrapped Snickers and stuff like that. That's the best.
Maybe some little goodie bags you can...
Oh, like a little party bag.
Yeah, you know, a little party bag. So you're not like
one for
grabbing
you,
it out of a
one
bowl.
For you, and that's the end of our supply. So all the rest of you can bugger off. You'd run out of them pretty quick, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I suppose the other big news is the vice presidential debate seemed a bit more civilised than the debacle of the bosses.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was on.
No. But it says a lot, though, when a fly landing on somebody's head seems to be the most memorable part of the whole equation.
Was it?
That was probably the bit that got the most column inches, videos that got shared was of a fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Like it was really exciting.
I'm sad
I missed it.
It's not a great sign right there. It sat there for about 2 minutes without moving.
And everyone watched the fly.
Yep. It shows you how different Mike Pence and Donald Trump are, by the way, too. Because if the fly had landed on the president's head, he would have called in the SWAT team straight away.
The SWAT team.
See what I did? I thought I'd get that out early because I didn't know how it would play.
Get it out of your system.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
The Southwest Bike Trek kicks off this weekend. That's 15 riders pedalling 600 k's to raise funds for children's leukemia and cancer research.
Wowie, that's big effort, isn't it?
It is. It's over a few days. It's not all in one day. That'd be a bit much.
It's to Augusta, is that right?
Yes.
First to Augusta.
Now, you could adopt a rider.
Rider.
Give them somewhere to sleep. They'll be very tired. if you go to the Coast Life website, you can connect through to all the bits you need to know to help the fundraising effort. Now, also at our website, you'll find details of the Wetlands Weekender this weekend, celebrating the importance of the Peel Yalgorup Ramsar Wetland. It's great for bird life and just, you know, getting out and enjoying yourself generally.
Enjoy the area you live in.
And you can get to enjoy it. There's markets, there's entertainment, there's movies as well, all part of the celebrations. Check coastlife.com.au for the info. And today, October 9 is World Post Day.
Post Day.
Celebrating one of the oldest communication systems ever that is still going strong today.
Yeah.
Probably be responsible for making sure half of Australia's Christmas presents get there on time.
Definitely.
The other half will possibly be late due to budget cuts, but that's another story.
Nikki and Tamello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle me this.
Once again, it's a prizely extravaganza on offer today. Laura from Beldivis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Last sort of day of the school holidays before, you know, the weekend and all that kind of business. Has that been a process for you or has it not bothered you?
It's not been too bad.
Okay, well, that's good.
Nice. But I'm sure a double pass to inflatable world wouldn't go astray for the last few days.
Sure.
That would be lovely, yeah.
And last one in the draw for the cyborg hand from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham too. That will keep people occupied, I imagine. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
All we need to do is solve this. A man is looking at a photo of someone. His friend asks who it is. The man replies, "Brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son." Who was in the photo?
Himself.
That man.
Brothers and sisters, I have none.
That's right.
That man's father is my father's son. Mm-hmm. So it's him. Yeah. I mean, he could have answered the question very simply.
Absolutely. But, you know, some people like to spin
what
things out a little bit.
What a complicated person. Hey, congratulations. You have scored yourself double pass to Inflatable World, and you're in the draw for that robot hand, thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham, which will go off
we'll do it soon.
In mere moments.
Good luck, Laura.
Perfect. And thank you so much.
I think out of this, we can all agree that we've learned that man would be so much fun at dinner parties too, wouldn't he?
Oh, God, wouldn't he?
You'd want to sit next to him.
He's the last person you're going to get stuck in a corner with. You're like, oh, God, I've got to go.
Oh, no, I'll wait for the next lift. Sorry. Did you see the story about the rare orange lobster that was spotted by fishermen in the UK?
No.
It's actually a Canadian lobster, which are normally dark coloured, right? But it made its way over to the UK for, you know, the seafood industry. But it kind of stood out because of the fact that it looked like it had already been cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it's a 1 in 30 million find.
Right.
And it's now been saved from the table and will soon be on display at a Blackpool aquarium. That's after it's been appropriately quarantined. But there you go, the irony. A lobster saved from being eaten because it already looked like it had been cooked.
That's funny. What colour are they normally?
Well, it's dark, like a blacky kind of brown kind of colour. It's not often things are kept alive because they look more delicious than their buddies, though, is it?
No.
It's like a broccoli that grows in its own cheese sauce, you know?
Wouldn't that be good?
I know. I want that.
I'd put them in my veggie patch.
Suddenly I've just invented something that everyone wants.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news served with a side of attitude, Nikki Parkins.
Thanks. Clear the bar.
All right.
Tyra Banks has confirmed a Coyote Ugly reboot is in the works.
Can't fight the moonlight, no. You can't fight it. It's gonna get to your heart.
Here we go. They'll be dancing on the bars and celebration in moments.
And drinks everywhere.
Bring it up.
20 years later, the bar dancing barmaids are at it again.
Is it? 20 years?
20 years, yeah.
Wow.
Tyra was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week and revealed the news.
You were supposed to be on a call today, and I'm talking to you and I can't talk to them, but it's fine because I'm talking to them right now. Yes, we were talking about trying to do Coyote Ugly 2 or a series.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so a movie or a TV series is on the way.
Okay.
Mariah Carey's memoir, The Meaning of Mariah, is officially a New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been out for a few weeks, but it sits at number one on the bestsellers list at the moment. So she can now add that little line to the front cover. New York Times number one bestseller.
Wow.
Mariah took to Twitter to say, "Wow, I'm so stunned, humbled and grateful. Thank you to everyone who has taken the time to read my story and make this impossible dream reality. It almost makes it tolerable to have lived through these experiences." The Meaning of Mariah talks about her childhood struggles, career highlights, failed marriage, and how music gave her life meaning, and it's out now. Billie Eilish is taking her tour virtual, announcing a global live stream concert. Where Do We Go will air live from LA on October 25th at 6 a.m. our time on her website. Tickets are $30 each from BillieEilish.com and are available now.
Cool.
And Benedict Cumberbatch is reportedly bringing Doctor Strange to the next Spider-Man movie.
Really?
Yeah, there's speculation that Doctor Strange will take on the role of Peter Parker's mentor after, let's say, a significant character recently left the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Ah, yeah.
Jamie Foxx will also return to the Spider-Man series as Electro. Spider-Man 3 is set for release December 17, 2021, with filming kicking off this month.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.